happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed. Tune in to Awakened Wellness with Mylynn Riobé, MD, and join the conversation about how to heal our broken system to reverse our current health crisis. The entire world is looking for answers, and the truth is hidden in plain sight. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, when you can call in and ask the questions that matter most to you.
We're live, Doctor.
Thank you, Rachel. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakened Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Mylynn Riobé, and we are live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. So today's topic is going to be self-empowerment. If we've noticed nothing more in the last 2 years, it's that things can get confusing fast when things are unknown and new. Such as what we've experienced with this COVID pandemic. There are studies all over the map. One study says one thing, another study contradicts that study, and on it goes. And 2 years in, it's still just as confusing as when we began. And so what this has brought to light for me personally is something that's always been very important to me, and that is self-empowerment. The idea of self-empowerment is being highlighted even more now than ever before. The idea that knowledge is power, the idea that information is important, and how that information is delivered is important, and how we hear the information is important. The words that are used to relay the information are important because it creates a mindset, it creates emotions, it creates reactions that if we're not careful, we might be led astray. We might be given advice that might not be to our best benefit. One thing I've learned in all my years of studying medicine is that medicine is not one size fits all. Whenever someone asks me a question about anything, I always say, it depends. You know, like I'm famous for saying it depends, because it really does. And it's not because there's no answer. It's because the answer depends on various factors, right? There's never one question, one solution situation. It's always, it depends, right? Should I take vitamin C? Well, it depends, right? It depends on what? It depends on if you're vitamin C deficient. It depends on if you have other means of getting vitamin C. It depends on if you've been tested for vitamin C levels. It depends. And then how much you take depends. If you're slightly deficient, you need less than someone who's extremely deficient. And if you're not deficient, then the answer is no, you don't need vitamin C, right? So there's never a straight answer to a question. And that's what we're seeing with this pandemic unfolding, is there's never a straight answer to the question because it depends, right? So what can we learn from a situation such as what we've been experiencing and continue to experience over the last 2 years? What I have learned is it's important. Forgot to put my phone on mute. What I have learned is that self-empowerment is more important now than it has ever been. It was always important, but with each crisis that comes in, it's a harder and harder tap on your shoulder to pay attention to self-empowerment. And what does self-empowerment mean? Self-empowerment means listening to things with a critical ear It means reading things with a critical eye. It means examining things with a critical mind. It doesn't mean you criticize those things. It's not the same. It just means you use your discernment. It just means that you critique things. You know, you look at the pluses and the minuses, because everything has a plus and a minus. Everything has two sides. And it doesn't mean that only one side is correct. It means that one side might be partly correct on certain things and not so correct on other things, you know, that the other side might be correct on, right? And so it's important to look at things in a critical way. Again, to critique, not to criticize. Because what we know today may change next week, right? We know a lot more about COVID now than we did 2 years ago. That doesn't mean we have the answer to COVID. We're far from having the answer to COVID. It just means things change, circumstances change, people change. And so when you take in information, you have to take it in with an open mind, not so much so that you're misled. You don't want your mind to be so open that whoever says whatever, you know, that's where you go. But you want to be open-minded enough that you take in the information and that you can look at it, no matter what your personal opinions may be, no matter what political leanings you may have, no matter what club you belong to or don't belong to. You still have to be able to take in data from every side, right? And look at that data. Because ultimately, some of it is going to be useful, some of it you'll discard, right? But you have to know how to distinguish what am I going to use and what am I going to discard. And that's why information is so important, and knowing how to source information is so important. For me, as a doctor, I never read opinion pieces. You know, I go for the data. Show me the data. I don't care what you think about the data. I want the data. And so when I see the numbers and I see the data, then I can make an informed decision as to whether I think the data is valuable. You know, numbers can be very manipulated. So if something causes a death rate of 1 out of 100,000 on Monday, and then on Tuesday, the death rate is 2 out of 100,000, you know, that's not a very large percentage of increase. You know, to go from 1 to 2 per 100,000. But if you say twice as many people died today as yesterday, you're right. Twice as many people did die today as yesterday, but the percentage is extremely low. So you have to be careful when you hear things like twice as many, 10 times as many, and go look at the actual numbers, right? And when you look at the actual numbers, sometimes you're like, okay, that's not very much. It's twice as much, but the overall numbers are not very much, right? Now, that's not to diminish the importance of even one single life, right? When 2 people out of 1 million die, that's 2 people who probably shouldn't have died, right? 2 unnecessary deaths, and those are still important. But we also have to put things into perspective. You know, when I look at the mandates for vaccines, I keep asking myself, you know, if this is truly a public health situation, if the mandates are being put in place because of concern for public safety, why are cigarettes still legal? Why are cigarettes still being produced? Why is it not mandated that smokers have to go get smoking cessation counseling? Because far more people die of cigarette toxicity every single year than have died of COVID. So in 2020, 480,000 people died from smoking cigarettes or secondhand smoke. In 2020, I believe the number was 390,000 people died of COVID. 2021, the same number of people died of cigarette smoke, 480 some odd thousand people cigarette smoking. And the numbers for COVID were about 400,000 or so. So if this is truly because of concern for public health, why do we still have smoking, cigarette smoking? So when I hear things like that, again, I take the information in critically. Now, that's not to say I don't think mandates are appropriate or that I do think they're appropriate. It's just to say, where's the logic here? You know, where's the logic? If we were watching the news every day and we had a running tab on how many people were dropping dead of heart attacks, we would all be terrified of having a heart attack because far more people die of heart attacks every single year than COVID. So again, when we look at COVID deaths over 2020 and 2021, we had about 385,000 COVID deaths in 2020. Every single year, we have 690,000 deaths from heart attacks and cancer as well. Every single year, we have about 590,000 deaths from cancer. Again, avoidable diseases, but nobody's panicking and freaking out over that. You know, maybe we should be. So I believe, again, you have to take the information in properly. So if you had a running tally of how many people were dropping dead of heart attacks on your news screen every night, you would be alarmed at the number of people dying of heart attacks. You would be alarmed at the number of people dying of cancer. And cancer and heart attacks are not a pandemic that will be over in 3 years. This is a year over year situation. You know, so deaths from heart attacks and deaths from cancer are not going anywhere. Long after this pandemic is over, people will still be dying in those same numbers of heart attacks and cancer. So why are we not alarmed by that? Why are we not running in the streets panicking and creating mandates about that? And so self-empowerment is important because if we allow people to tell us their opinions and only their opinions, we don't get to form our own opinions. And then we don't get to see what's really going on. So we have 1.2 million people dying every single year of the combination of heart attacks and cancers. But there's no running tally on any news outlets about that. But there's a running tally about COVID, which is concerning. Why don't we care that people are dying of heart attacks and cancer, but we're freaking out and creating all kinds of laws over COVID? Again, that's not to minimize COVID. So I want to be very, very clear. I'm not minimizing the impact of COVID. I'm not suggesting it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. But cancer and heart attacks are an even bigger deal. Cigarette smoking, even bigger deal. But we don't hear anything about trying to prevent that. You know, that's not, on national news. It's not making headlines. And we should be concerned about that. We should be, frankly, angry about that, that, you know, people are picking and choosing what they want us to panic over on our behalf. People are picking and choosing what they want us to think is important on our behalf. You know, and I'm not suggesting you should or shouldn't think that heart attacks and cancers should be important to you. That's something for you to decide. My job is simply to give you the data, right? But it's clear, you can Google this. So the CDC keeps the stats year after year after year, 690,000 people drop dead of heart attacks. 590,000 people drop dead of cancer. Those numbers aren't going down. They're going up. And so we have to learn to take data in properly as a society, and we have to learn to critique the data. And that is self-empowerment. Self-empowerment's also your intuition as to whether something passes the sniff test or not, right? And we all have intuition. It's just a matter of tapping in. So a lot of times it's just intuition. You hear something and it just doesn't sound right, you know, and you go and you look up the information and it's not right. So again, I'm suggesting moving forward 2022 and beyond that the healthcare consumer, the American public, has to educate itself on how to take in information so that it can become self-empowered. You know, every person has to begin to understand, how can I filter through the noise to see what actually matters? You know, and again, I'm not minimizing COVID and I'm not suggesting mandates should be in place or should not be in place. That's not my job. You know, my job is to present information. My job is to educate people on being self-empowered. And so what I've learned as a physician is when I go and read someone's opinion about a study and I go and look at the actual study, I'm seeing two different things. So there's a South African study that suggests that whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated with Omicron doesn't really seem to matter. And yet there are studies out of the United Kingdom that seem to indicate that they do matter, right? So what's missing here? Something's missing. When the data is just all over the map, something's missing, right? We can't just jump on one side to another with every study that comes out, right? We have to start to think, well, why does the South African data say one thing and the United Kingdom data say something else? You know, and there has to be a reason for that, right? So either the data is not accurate or they're fundamentally looking at different things. So when we see that things are so confused, you know, one study comes out and says, you know, one thing, another study comes out and says almost the exact opposite. The first thing I think of is something's wrong with how they're collecting this data, right? And it's not anyone's fault because there's no way to collect the data, right? We don't really have a method to find out if someone's been infected with COVID. We can only tell if they're currently infected with COVID. Right. And when we vaccinate people, you know, they appear to have been infected, right? Because that is the point of a vaccine. And so there's no way to distinguish if someone's been infected or not after they've been vaccinated. And so that makes it really hard to do studies because you can't distinguish the two populations of people. And so then we have to say, well, what can I as an individual do when, you know, the storm is just swirling all around me? What can I do? And it always comes back to the same thing, right? In between your office visits and in between following all the health recommendations and guidelines, every single day as a person, as a healthcare consumer, you need to do what is in your best interest to support your own health, right? We talk about the four pillars of health a lot. We also talk about nutrition a lot, right? So one thing that vaccines don't do, you know, and this is part of the reason that we're seeing people are still getting infected even after vaccination. So we're seeing that the effectiveness in terms of preventing actual infections of vaccines continue to drop. Now, there's still data to suggest that they keep people from getting very sick and dying. So that data is out there. But the fact that people are still getting infected is a fact. In fact, just anecdotally, just about everyone I know who has been diagnosed with COVID has been vaccinated. So there's a fundamental gap in the idea of vaccination that's not being addressed, right? And so we're all just happy that, you know, we're going to reduce deaths. But at some point, we have to get off this mediocrity bandwagon, right? Being happy that you're not dead, that's great. But the quality of life in between, we have to start to think about this, right? What are the long-term consequences of people still getting infected with COVID despite being vaccinated? You know, we know COVID causes inflammatory reactions, as if we didn't have enough problems with inflammation in our society. We know that COVID causes circulation issues, right? As if we didn't have enough of that, right? We just talked about how many people drop dead of heart attacks. That's because of poor circulation. So we know that COVID causes these things. And now we're beginning to understand that vaccination doesn't prevent COVID infection very effectively. So there's a gap, you know, so that's fairly clear. There's a gap. Where is this gap and how can we fill it, right? And so self-empowerment is absorbing the data and seeing what can I do as a healthcare consumer, or what questions can I ask my doctor that can help empower me? What sources can I go to look for information? You know, and you can Google this stuff, right? But you have to be patient because there's a lot of medical jargon. And so you Google the words you don't understand, right? I even have to Google words I don't understand when I'm reading medical studies. With medical studies, they use a lot of acronyms and abbreviations and things, and you just don't quite know what they mean if they don't specifically tell you what they mean. So, you know, off you go to Google. Looking at medical dictionaries and different things to know what do they mean by this acronym, as opposed to what someone else might mean by this acronym. So you have to be very patient, but if you persevere, you will start to see the gaps in information that other scientists are looking at, but that you don't see on the news. So we talked very early on during COVID about innate natural immunity. And I'm not talking about someone who's been infected with COVID. You know, I don't suggest at all that people try to get infected with COVID so that they develop natural immunity. That's a bad strategy in any universe. But innate immunity is your own immune system's ability to fight off infection to begin with, you know, even if it's never been exposed to that infection. So before COVID ever existed, we had an immune system, and that immune system is designed to prevent infections, such as COVID, without prior exposure, without the need for vaccination per se. So in other words, our mucous membranes, you know, the places where we get invaded, you know, how do bugs get access to us, right? They get access through us, through our nose, through our mouths, primarily, possibly through our eyes. You know, sexually transmitted infections gain access through the mucous membranes of the reproductive organs. But, you know, respiratory viruses such as COVID or flu gain access through the mucous membranes of the nose and the mouth. Vaccines don't address that piece, you know, and so that's why people still get infected despite vaccines. So we have to protect this area here, right? We have to find a way. So there are critical innate immune factors and cells that defend the mucous membranes. And that's the gap. So there are certain chemicals that are made by your body naturally if it's exposed to something, and it's instantaneous. It doesn't take days, it's instant. Suddenly, you know, there's an invader trying to get through your nose, your nasal passage. There will be chemicals secreted immediately by your immune system that will stop that invader. And if the immune system's working properly, it'll stop it dead in its tracks. That has failed globally, as we have seen with COVID-19. And when we come back from this first commercial break, we will discuss why this particular system has failed and what you can do to boost it so that you can gain better immunity and use technologies that are available to your advantage and fill in the gaps that they're not addressing. So you're listening here to Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe. You're listening to Awakened Wellness. We'll be right back.
What happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Ryobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every Thursday and Friday, 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom weaved through his delightful stories. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back.
Thank you, Rachel. You're here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. Our number is area code 646-558-8656. And please remember to hit star 9 so that you can raise your hand. We've been missing a couple people who are trying to get in to ask questions. So make sure you hit star 9 so we're sure to get you on. So I have some questions that came through that I'd love to address. I'm going to answer the last one first because it's directly related to what we're talking about, and it's important. So the question is, I'm just tired of the daily COVID news. I turned it off, and I'm just living my life as normal as I can, believing in my natural defense and positive energy. Do you think I'm crazy? I stopped thinking people were crazy a long time ago, but no, you're not crazy. There's a fine line, right? There's a fine line between being informed and being afraid, being informed and being manipulated, being informed and being, told what to think, right? So we want to try and stay on the side of being informed as much as possible and stay away from being terrified, manipulated, and some of the negative aspects of the information age, right? Everybody has an opinion, and sometimes we can't distinguish opinion from fact, right? So the important thing is to learn how to distinguish the data. So no, you're not crazy, because positive energy is important, right? Because we know stress causes the immune system to decline. So stress inhibits immunity, right? Acute stress, if you have an acute stress, you get cut, your immune system is on high alert for about a minute, right? So that it can seal off, and defend the area that just got cut and breached and protect it from infection. If your stress levels remain chronically high, then your immune system actually starts to drop after a minute or two. And so chronic stress has the opposite effect. Chronic stress causes the immune system to go to sleep. Acute stress causes it to wake up for a while. It's not going to stay up forever, for a few minutes, and then it goes back to sleep. Now, it's not fully asleep, right? There are things going on in the background, but it has not risen to the surface and mounted a full-blown defense. It's not going to do that all the time. Otherwise, we'd die. It would be too much. And part of the reason some people are dying of COVID is because the immune system over-responds, and we get this reaction that people are terming cytokine storms. The inflammation process is too much. It's dysregulated, and people die of that. Positive energy is important. But the flip side of that is that if your body is not able to mount a defense, so we have the mind and the positive energy, we also have the body, and if the body itself is not healthy, all the positive thinking in the world may not protect you, right? Because there's a disconnect between the mind and the body. There can't really be a disconnect, otherwise diseases occur, right? So we have to, when we decide, you know what, I'm gonna be positive. I'm not gonna listen to this news. I'm just gonna be positive. We have to look at our history and say, have I always been positive, or were there gaps in my positivity, right? Those gaps need to be filled. And so if there were breaks in your nutrition, right? If you have vitamin deficiencies, for example, yes, positive thinking will get you so far, but if there were gaps that created vitamin deficiencies in the past that you have not corrected, that positive thinking will only get you so far. So I learned through actually a Hebrew numerologist. He explained some of the Hebrew principles of the Star of David and spirituality in the body. And he had a masterful explanation that really helped me. He says, first, you have to have a stable body for the spirit to anchor in. You can't just go with all spiritual stuff and ignore the body. Otherwise, there's a disconnect, a gap that you can't fill. Which made me feel better, because 90% of what I do is restoring the physical body to health, right? So it kind of validated what I do, which was nice. But it also told me that, okay, I can't sit and meditate my way out of everything, right? I have to fix myself. I have to fix the gaps in here. And we know that our conventional mainstream medicine is horrible at that, right? We don't prevent diseases. So we don't know how to restore body function in mainstream medicine. Again, that is the integrative medicine side. Integrative medicine knows how to restore body function through the analysis for nutrient deficiencies, through nutritional guidelines that are personalized, through supplementation. So mainstream medicine doesn't know how to fill the gaps. And so we have to look at something else. And, you know, that is the hallmark of integrative medicine. Integrative medicine is the incorporation of mainstream medicine and what we would call alternative medicine, and we blend them together. So in a situation like a pandemic, where mainstream medicine creates a vaccine, we can say, okay, here's this vaccine, here's its pluses, here's its minuses. How can we fill the gaps to address its minuses, right? And the big minus with almost all the vaccines is they don't boost innate immunity. And if you don't boost innate immunity, you're still gonna get sick. So one of the factors that is activated by your immune system is something called interferon. And certain supplements help boost interferon levels or regulate interferon levels. So the important thing about the immune system is it needs to be balanced. So you don't want to just jack up your interferon levels, because if they're too high, your immune system is going to over-respond and you're going to have problems. But you also don't want your interferon levels to be too low, because if they're not there, you don't mount a defense at all. And viruses and bacteria and whoever else wants to get in through your mucous membranes will just have a clear path into your body, which you don't want. So it's not that you want to jack up your interferon levels. It's that you want to allow your body to be able to do what it does. And that's been a humbling experience for probably every, you know, scientist and medical doctor through this COVID pandemic, is we're beginning to understand that the human body is something we will never understand. You know, there are thousands upon thousands of reactions that go on every second in the human body. And we can't create a medication for all of that. We can't create vaccines for all of that. We can't manipulate all of that all the time. At some point, we have to just feed the body and allow it to figure out what to do, because it knows what to do. It's just that we have manipulated our environment to the point where we've made it harder for the body to do what it needs to do through stress and toxins and all the things we talk about all the time. And so it's important to help your immune system to regulate itself, right? Number one, reduce stress. So turning off the news, great idea. Right? I don't watch the news either, but I am still informed. So I will go and look up medical studies so I can be informed, because it's my job as a physician to be informed. I don't care about news people's opinions. I care about information. And so turning off the news, if that helps you reduce your stress, which will then help boost your immune system, is a great thing. You know, so it's a matter of reducing stress, and it's a matter of taking care of you, right? It's a matter of being properly hydrated, drink plenty of water, get enough sleep. You know, sleep deprivation suppresses your ability to fight infections. Exercise, moving around, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy. You know, 20 minutes power walking, lifting weights, biking. You know, critical for boosting the immune system. And then we talk about breathing all the time, right? Getting oxygen into your body so that that oxygen can fuel your energy production, which will then boost your immune system. And again, when I say boost your immune system, what I mean is it will help it to regulate itself. That way it'll know when to turn something on and when to turn it off. We can't create medications to do that per se, because we don't know how to balance the immune system as well as your own body does. So there are certain supplements that were studied that were shown to help regulate interferon levels. Are we coming up on a break? Yes, we are. So when we come back from this commercial break, we will answer the rest of the questions and talk about what those supplements are that may help you to boost your natural defenses against all viral infections. So again, you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Milen Ryobe. This is Awakened Wellness, and we will be right back.
Welcome.
what happens when we begin to realize that the 200-year experiment we've called the American healthcare system has failed. Learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness on Awakened Wellness with Milen Riobe, MD. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern when you can call in and ask Dr. Milen the questions that matter most to you. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit RIOBEintegrativemedicine.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you in for this dynamic, forward-thinking show.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back.
Thank you, Rachel. Welcome back to Awakened Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Milen Riobe. Remember, hit star 9 if you have a question or a comment. We'd love to hear from you. So I am the medical director of the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine, and I'm also the author of Faith, Fearlessly Affirming and Intending to Transform Health. It's a book I wrote about self-empowerment, actually, how to really understand why we get sick and how to really understand how we can stay well. What I've noticed is the rules of the game have changed, right? When we have altered the environment so much that the human body is now living in what it would describe if it could speak to us as a foreign environment, we would then have to understand, okay, I can't do all the usual things I would do to stay healthy because it's not going to work anymore because my body is in a new environment. It's in a toxic environment. And so I have to take additional steps to stay healthy. And we're seeing more and more that people are getting more and more unhealthy. And again, this was way before COVID. And again, I heard, again, an alarming statistic. We talked about this in our last podcast, that millennials, so the generation that comes after my generation, Generation X, is projected to have 40% more deaths than my generation age by age compared, you know, by age. And that's terrifying, right? And the New England Journal of Medicine published a study over 15 years ago about Generation Z, the generation that comes after the millennials, to say, oh, wait, you haven't seen anything yet. That generation won't even outlive its parents. That's what's predicted for the future of our country. And so it's alarming, right? Again, these are the things we should be concerned about. And so part of the reason I wrote this book is because I have two Gen Z kids, and not on my watch will they not outlive me. So I hope to share information with you. We are also about to launch Faith, the workshop. So if you want to learn how to put a lot of what we talk about on our podcasts and the principles of this book, how to bring them to life so that you can apply them in your life, I'd love for you to join us on Faith, the workshops, our online courses. So to sign up, just join our newsletter. If you go to our website, reobeintegrativemedicine.com, and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be the first to know once we launch coming up here in the next month or two. Riobe is spelled R-I-O-B as in boy, E as in Edward. So let's get to the questions. There are great questions coming up here. Let's see. How do I tell my doctor I prefer natural and supplements as opposed to medication? That's a good question. I haven't figured that out yet. That has to do with self-empowerment, right? We can't tell you what to do. We can only present you with information. And then you make your own decisions, right? So we can help you understand if you take a medication for condition A, this is what we can expect, because this is what the average person experiences on this medication. We can tell you the same story for natural supplements and vitamins and things like that too. And it's up to you to decide how you want to approach it, right? But the thing about natural supplements is there's a lot more commitment to staying healthy, right? When we're playing whack-a-mole and we're just treating diseases all day long, you just pop your pills in your mouth, you feel lousy and life goes on, right? When you're trying to be healthy, you are proactively every single day doing things that promote your own wellness. And so it feels like work, but you don't feel lousy, right? You spend time with your family, you can play with your kids or your grandkids. You don't ache every time you bend over. You don't feel exhausted when you get up in the morning. And so what happens is the work is more of an investment, and you reap the benefits on the back end. So I would say it is your perfect right to tell your doctor that. However, depending on your doctor's personal leanings, right, they may or may not accept it. And they may have various reasons why they may or may not accept it, right? We don't learn about natural supplements in medical school. It's completely foreign to us. We don't learn about nutrition. We did not have a single nutrition class in medical school. We had to learn it on our own. And so 99% of us don't learn it. So when someone presents to the 99% and says, I want to take supplements and eat right, we're not even going to understand what that means because we didn't learn it in medical school. And so just be aware of that. I tell people it's your choice what kind of doctor you see. It is your choice if you see a mainstream medical doctor or an integrative medical doctor. Now, it's also your insurance company's choice not to pay for the integrative medical doctor. So that's something to know as well. But again, when people think of what they're doing as an investment, they actually save money down the road. We did that math last podcast. So I hope that helps answer your question. That's a great one. Question, could cigarettes who have a lobby to protect them while COVID costs hospitals, insurance companies, but no one company to blame? So taking the shots generates money for pharmacy and might cut hospital costs. Follow the money. You always follow the money, right? That's always what answers every question. Whenever they say follow the science, I substitute the word science for money most of the time. So I'm with you on that one. Sometimes the science and the money flow together. Sometimes they diverge, right? The statistic I read yesterday was that $50 billion has been generated by the makers of these vaccines. So that tells you anything. But we do live in a capitalist society, so we have to respect that people who come up with innovations will get wealthy, right? That is the point of capitalism. I'm not going to argue that point. But yes, there is a point where it can become unhealthy, right? When the science starts to diverge from the thing that brings the money, then you have a conflict of interest, and that's where your self-empowerment comes in. You have to be able to figure out, is company X telling me to do this thing because they're making money, or is company X telling me to do this thing because it's actually good for me? And those are the hard questions we have to start asking ourselves. And so we have to begin to inform ourselves so that we can answer the question. And we've seen a lot of conflict of interest throughout history, right? So that's a hard question to answer, you know, and only every individual can answer that question for themselves. But sometimes the science and the money flow together, and then data comes in later that says, okay, this method is no longer working, so we should not continue it. But because it's making a company money, they continue to push it. And so that's where it can be dangerous when there are conflicts of interest. So hope that answers that question for you. Question, last show you answered a question about a finger. Yes, you said the fingers relate to certain body areas. Does the same hold true to toes? Yes, my left foot, big toe aches sometimes. Thank you for taking the time. Yeah, of course. So the big toe represents the spleen and the liver in traditional Chinese medicine. So the very side of the big toe is the spleen, and then the rest of the big toe is the liver. Spleen would be loosely related to metabolism, possibly also to the gastrointestinal system. They do relate. In fact, every part of you represents some other part, you know, and that's what's freaky about Chinese medicine. Freaky in a good way. In fact, I was treating my son with a machine called OnDemat. It's a pulsed electromagnetic frequency machine. And I was concerned because he was getting headaches all the time. He said he could feel something by his big toe. Even though I wasn't touching his big toe, I was wanding other areas. And I asked him, I said, point to where you're feeling something. And he points to the web of his big toe. And so that told me it was actually his eyes causing his headaches because that is liver 3. It's an acupuncture point and it directly impacts your vision. So I knew it was time to get new prescriptions, and that's why he was getting headaches. So we got him new prescriptions and he stopped getting the headaches. So Chinese medicine is fascinating in that way. Getting back to the supplements. So in this study that was done, they looked at how do we naturally increase and regulate interferon levels so that we can help people not get infected in the first place. So the vaccines have been shown to help prevent you from dying of COVID. But what we're seeing is alarmingly, after just a few weeks of getting your vaccines, you know, the antibody levels start to decline and people are becoming susceptible to infection. So they're starting to admit, okay, it doesn't prevent the infection so much, but it will help you to survive the infection. So we have to fill that gap, right? Interferon 1 is your body's innate first line of defense that triggers a bunch of cascades of reactions that help your body to defend itself against an actual infection. So lipoic acid was one on the list. N-acetylcysteine was another. Glutathione was another. And N-acetylcysteine helps you make glutathione. Glutathione is the most powerful antioxidant known in the human body. Selenium was another, and spirulina and green algae were others. So that's a kind of a very nutrient-dense superfood, if you will. Spirulina and algae have very high antioxidant potential. So what they believe happens is as people start to get an invasion of a virus or a bacteria, their interferon levels can't respond because of malfunctions in the immune system. And so taking these supplements was shown to help increase interferon levels to normal. So this was low levels of interferon being increased to normal. So again, you don't want to jack them up, you know, so that they're too high, because you're going to have problems. You don't want anything to be too high or too low. You always want to be in that sweet spot. And so those were some supplements that were shown to be effective in raising low levels of interferon to make them normal. And what they noticed in laboratory mice is that it helped them to fight infection, not just not die after they got infected, but actually prevent the infection itself. And that's what's missing right now. In our armamentarium that we've amassed over the last 2 years to try and help with this pandemic, we've left the door open. We left the door open for COVID to come in, and then we got out our guns and started shooting once it got in. So now we have to just close the door to COVID by helping to boost, you know, immune system defenses. And there are some Chinese herbs that have been used for thousands of years to help protect the mucous membranes that we use as well. So these are some of the things that you can start to do to protect yourself, you know, so that, again, you can be an informed healthcare consumer, right? And, you know, the study that was done, they had doses as well, suggested doses. But again, those are suggested doses. So your best bet is to be under the care of a board certified integrative medical doctor who can give you distinct recommendations. So if you don't have a lipoic acid deficiency, chances are lipoic acid won't help you, right? If you don't have an N-acetylcysteine deficiency, if you don't have a cysteine deficiency, N-acetylcysteine probably won't help you. So you want to be tested first. And then wherever the gaps are, you fill those gaps in with your nutrition and with supplements as needed under the guidance of an integrative medical doctor. So, you know, the bottom line is the kind of doctor you pick matters, right? You know, and it's not, well, I either see this doctor or that doctor. You can see both. Right? Integrative medicine incorporates mainstream medicine. So it's not this, you know, either or situation. It can be both. And in fact, you know, an integrative medical doctor is not yet considered a primary care physician, although they should be. So a responsible healthcare consumer will still have their internal medicine or family doctor, but they can also have, you know, their integrative medical doctor. And that helps people be more comfortable using natural supplements and things like that, you know, because it's a board certified medical doctor prescribing those things to you. So I hope you found this information today helpful. It's always an honor and a privilege to be here with you. I love your questions and comments. Thank you so much. I send you many, many blessings. Until the next time, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening to Awakened Wellness. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Join us next time on Awakened Wellness with Milen Ryobe, MD, to learn how spirituality, ancient traditions, and cutting-edge science are merging to create a new paradigm of wellness. Awakened Wellness airs every Wednesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with live video shows every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern of each month. Meanwhile, you can join our Facebook page at facebook.com/awakenedwellness and let us know know what you'd like to discuss on future episodes. Dr. Milen is the medical director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Jupiter, Florida. For more information, visit riobayintegrativemedicine.com. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.